Eli Young Band here on 102.9 The Wolf, Greg, Mandy, and PT. All right, so this coronavirus has people, is it men in Japan, Mandy?
It started in Japan, yes.
Okay, and it's obviously carried over here to the United States of what men are wearing because there's a mask shortage.
Yeah, they're wearing women's thong underwear as protection. And honestly, I thought this was a joke because, again, I thought it was a meme that was going around on Facebook. Some guy was just trying to be funny.
Right.
But when it comes out as an actual news story a couple days later, then I'm like, oh, my God, this is real. People are actually doing this.
So last night, PT, you asked Brooke if you could borrow a pair of her underwear.
It was bright and early this morning, actually.
Got it. About 3 a.m.?
Yep.
Okay, let's take a listen to that conversation.
Hey, babe.
Stand outside Target with toilet paper.
The world is almost out of masks.
Are you kidding me?
Can I borrow a pair of panties of yours to wear?
Oh, my gosh. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
So you grabbed hers without asking her first, or did you ask her first and then go grab them? Because you were obviously wearing them when you woke her up this morning.
Right. So I was basically already in the drawer taking a pair, and I just kind of was like reminding her or letting her know that one of her pairs of underwear was going to be gone.
All right. Well,
I mean, I don't know.
I didn't wake up my wife. My wife actually, when Mandy asked us to grab some of our wife's girlfriend or your fiance's underwear, I asked Justin, she gave me two pairs. I think just in case Brooke, you forgot to ask Brooke. So I got to call Jess just to let her know what we're doing here.
Hello.
Hi, honey. It's your husband.
Hi, husband. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Here with Mandy and PT. We're on the radio. So
I don't think there's enough material there to actually protect your face.
So I just want to let you know that I'm putting your underwear on over my face. Okay.
And Jess, we also want to let you know that because Brooke didn't have any available, I'm putting your underwear over my face as
well.
That's
not true. You actually have some. What color are Brooke's?
Black.
Okay. I've got, what would you call these? This one, these are pink. And these are, is this an orange red? Was that a chartreuse? What is that?
It's like a hot pink. I want to know where you got those, Jess. I need a pair of those.
Probably Victoria's Secret.
All right.
I think I'm wearing Victoria's Secret as well.
I don't know how to. Now, why did you choose these to give to me? Did you go on? Because I asked for your ugliest pair and you wouldn't give them to me.
Listen, nobody gets to see my ugliest pair, not even you, in the privacy of our own home.
Wow. Yeah, those are period panties and nobody wants to see your period panties.
Wow. That's a lot right there, Mandy. Thank you. I mean, I know it's like a natural thing. I don't want to get into
doing
it. Anyway,
you a favor.
Why did you pick these, honey?
Well, because if they're going out in public, they have to be somewhat presentable, right?
Right.
I mean, nobody wants to have ugly underwear.
Right. Well, I don't. PT, how are you feeling?
I'll be honest with you. I hope that these are decent ones that Brooke gave me because I asked her this morning and she wasn't exactly awake when I asked her. So I don't think she had the ability to think about that whole thing that you just talked about.
So you picked them out yourself.
Yeah.
I just want to say that these are so lacy. The orange ones, it's hard to see through, but the pink ones I can see right through. I could drive with these on.
Yes, you should today.
Maybe you're not wearing it appropriately because the photos that I've seen of these Japanese guys wearing them is that the crotch is like right in front of their face and then the ears come out of the leg holes.
Well, I've got to do
some
work. And
you're just covering your... Yeah, I think you're just wearing them wrong.
All right. Well, I'm just going to keep them on. So far, they smell amazing.
Oh,
no, they're clean. They smell like brand new, is what I mean. All right. I love you.
Jess, I think what he's saying is they smell great.
Yes. All right, honey, I love you. Thank you for letting me wear your panties on my head.
Thanks for being such a good sport, Jess.
See you later.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Love you, bye.
Love you, too. Bye-bye. She's the best.
I have taken photos of you wearing your wife and your fiance's underwear on your head, and they will be on our Instagram page very soon, 1029 The Wolf MN.
When she married me in October, I bet she never thought she'd be contributing to the show like she has been in the last few months.
And I'll be honest, I know that we're desperate to get more Instagram followers, but do we really want the people that want to see you and I with panties on our head? Really the followers that we want?
If you
want
to see Greg and PT with panties on their head, You can text 20357 or you can call us 651-989-1029. And I will wait to post until we get word from the Wolfpack if they want to see you wearing thongs on your heads.
I wonder if anyone's seen anything else on people's faces, you know?
Be sure to listen to Toby Keith and just become a cowboy.
Agreed.